right now.
All right, very good. Okay, we are ready to go. Good morning, everybody. This is Julie Fedorchak. I'm on the 12th floor of the State Capitol for a work session for the North Dakota Public Service Commission. This is on case number PU-20-379, a Montana Dakota Utilities Company natural gas rate increase request. We are gathered in the hearing room on the 12th floor of the Capitol, and gathered with me are colleague Commissioner Randy Christman, and participating telephonically is Commissioner Brian Crassus, whose case this is. It's his portfolio. So, Randy, do you have any opening comments?
Thanks, but no, I do not.
Okay, nor do I. We do have one scheduling matter to handle at the end. Brian, I just wanted to alert you to that, and you can help Randy and I remember that we need to do it. And also participating here, before I turn it over to you, are staff, Pat Fawn and Jerry Lean. And with that, I think we can turn it over to you to manage the conversation if you so desire, or we can do it from this end as well.
No, that's fine. I think I can take it at this end. So thanks, Julie. Good morning, everyone. We have an order that Pat produced. I think everyone is looking at it. And rather than going through all the elements as directed, everyone got back together, the company, advocacy, et cetera, the intervener, and came up with a new settlement to rebalance the allocation percentages across the different customer classes. I think we all shared a concern with residential. That was lowered as a result of that, the parties coming or going back to the table and discussing. So I just wanted to, and I think this hopefully could be fairly quick, to see if the other two, Julie or Randy, if you had any concerns with the settlement as it's been proposed. And I recognize that there was some discussion on return on equity. And I don't know that we had any other issues, so to speak, or challenges with the other components. So I like the new figure for residential. And thank you in particular, advocacy, for the work you did on that, and the company as well, and I know the intervener was involved, but it lessened the impact. So really, for me, I think it's a good settlement. And there are always a few things, as I had mentioned before, that you might like to see a little bit differently, but I'm looking at it as a whole, and rather than having any issues or discrepancies next week when it's presented, just wanted to see how the other two felt, how you two felt about it, and take it from there. So I don't care, Julie or Randy, whichever one of you would like to go first and share your thoughts. But mine, overall, I like it. I think it's very close to what I was hoping for overall. And you know, there's a little bit of give and take on the different components, but I think the fact that the intervener, advocacy, and the company got together and they're in agreement, I think that says a lot as well. So with that, see what the other two think.
All right. Thank you, Brian. Commissioner Christman, do you want to share any thoughts?
Well, I'll just say, reiterate what you just said, Commissioner Crassus, that, you know, with especially a multi-party settlement, there's give and take in it. So it's not like probably anyone thinks every detail is exactly perfect, including me. But, you know, last time I had expressed discomfort with this high of an ROE, and subsequently, The one thing that I did learn of the additional week or two or however long it's been was clarification of what the dollar amount would be associated with that, and it was a little less than what I thought it was going to be. So maybe it's not as dramatic of an impact as I thought. However, I've still never received an explanation other than in the hearing, advocacy staff said they were comfortable with their original position that even at that, which is significantly lower than what we were talking about a week or two ago, would have been adequate for the company to raise money. And in this subsequent time, I've not gotten any further justification of why that's wrong or why 9.3 is needed. It was just that's what it is. And so, like I said, the impact is less than I thought. And on these things, you know, if possible, I like to defer to the portfolio holder who's probably worked the case even more closely. But I wish there had been more explanation. And then also on the build-outs, it's still remains unresolved that they'll figure that out by the end of the year. And it seems like during the rate case would have been the right time to figure it out. So I don't know that it's enough to hold up a settlement, but I wish that through these negotiations there was better justification on those two things for why they are the way they are.
Good. Thank you, Randy. I don't disagree with anything that Randy said or anything that you said, Brian. I also support the settlement. I appreciate that the parties got back together. I appreciate a lot that the parties got back together and worked again on trying to get everybody on board and address everybody's concerns, at least to the point where they could agree with a settlement. So I think that's a big positive. I think the improvements to the residential share of this particular rate increase is appropriate. And I think it also moves significantly in the right direction, not just in a modest way, but significantly in the right direction for having the residential category or class carry more of their, as shown by the class cost of service study, more of their share of the cost to serve. And I think that that's a valuable piece of this. We got a long way to that, and so the other rate classes are supplementing the cost to serve the residential far less than they have been in the past, and I think that's beneficial. Two things that so I'm prepared to support the settlement. I appreciate everybody's hard work on it. Two areas. The company made it clear that it was anticipating future rate needs for additional build-out and rate increases. And I will say that I am I think that we need to dig in deeper on the revenue increases in the future, making sure that we're understanding what the investments are and whether they're prudent and questioning that a little bit more. And also, I'll just say it's going to be very difficult for me to continue placing all of future rate increases on a flat fee, service fee. So that's just a note for the future that I think that's going to, you know, we're reaching the upper limits of that methodology for capturing all of future rate increases. So with that, those are the two thoughts I just wanted to share, and I think that we've come to a good conclusion on this that I'm prepared to support if you bring a motion forward, Brian.
Okay, so I think that answers the big question, and we don't, if I've heard everyone correctly, we don't need to direct the parties to go back to the table and fine-tune anything else, and that it's something that we can all Well, I'm not taking it. I'll support him. Of course, this isn't the official vote, but I just wanted to make sure everyone was comfortable rather than just assuming, presenting an order, and then discovering at the bench that there was more work to do. So I think, like I said before, I would like to see some components presented just a little bit differently, as do you, Madam Chair, and Commissioner Christman. But overall, I think it's a good settlement, and I agree. On the next, hopefully it's not in the near future, but, during the next rate case, we can take a look at things a little bit differently. But I look at this as a really good position to adjust going forward. I think a lot of catch-up, as you've indicated, Madam Chair, with the allocation between rate classes, it does move it up considerably. And I think I said it before, in a sense, we're paying for some of the past sins of previous commissions that really, that's where it really got out of balance. And I think it's palatable for consumers as well. So, yeah, I'll support it as written. And I don't know if there's anything else to discuss other than, again, to echo the same thoughts as my colleagues. Thank you, staff, advocacy, for the work that you put in. I know you don't always get the headlines for the work you do behind the scenes, but I would argue you have done by far the lion's share of the work on negotiating the settlement. So thank you very much.
Thanks, Brian. I'm just going to see, does staff, Jack, Pat, Jerry, any comments you want to add?
No, I think we have the direction from the commission.
Yeah, we discussed this extensively in the last work session already, so
yep.
Comfortable with this.
Jerry, any parting comments in your final work session and your career as a PSC?
The whole time I've been here, I've been hearing how much of a bigger return they're getting from the Air Force. Mm-hmm. And it's not right, and we need to lower the Air Force rate. And gol darn it, I mean, they're here because we'd let them be here. And we should get some benefit from them being here, and that includes some contribution from them to our natural gas rates. And how much is unreasonable is just entirely up for discussion. But the idea that they should return the same return as everybody else, well, they got no investment. Of course there's not going to be any return. So, I mean, if I could put a stop to that before I left, I would.
Well, I guess you can't control the future, but
no.
Points noted.
Yeah. I guess what I'm trying to say is they don't need to be contributing the same return as everybody else.
Yeah, well, you make some good points. Awesome. Anything else?
When does the commission think that they would like to have this on a meeting?
Brian, do you want it on the next agenda, I'm assuming?
Yes, I would like it on the next. I think as indicated, we'd like to keep the window as short as possible. I think we're all on the same page. So the sooner we have an order approved, the sooner we can get the rates in place and then let things work out. So I'm kind of doubling up a little bit with the gas price spike, but I think getting this in place as the base is part of that foundation.
Sure. Makes sense. So even though we're a little bit past the procedure timeline, since we've all looked at the order now and stuff, it should be able to still be plugged into this next meeting. I would assume nobody's going to object to that. You're good with that, Randy?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Anything else, Brian, from you?
No. My, if you heard a little radio noise in the background, my phone likes to switch back and forth from my mobile device to my vehicle, which I happen to be in because I have to be up on a very high spot in this part of the world.
It sounds, you've been coming through very clearly, so that's good. Okay, so that we'll end this work session then and stay on for a brief scheduling, but the work session on 20-379 is concluded. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, thanks, everyone.